Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and good morning, and thank you for joining me on this morning. Welcome to the Pharmacy, where I'm your host, Elder Ricardo Lawrence. And listen, today we have to be thankful for the Lord. He woke us up on this morning. He clothed and he kept us in our right mind. No matter what's going on in this world, God is still keeping us in this time of trouble. So listen, I just thank you for joining me on this morning. And today we're going to talk about, you know, just living in Christ. You know, in Christ we should live. Amen. Father God, we just thank you in this hour. Oh, Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, I pray for those that are in need of a healing this morning, God. I pray that you heal them, oh God. Heal a mind, heal a heart, heal a physical ailment, oh Father God, that you touch every heart, every mind, oh Father God. Father, you strengthen those that are weak, oh Father God. Build them up in a most holy faith, oh God. Father, that you help those, oh Father God, in need, hallelujah, of spiritual help, oh Father God, that you strengthen them, help them that they may not sin against you, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, I pray for the children across the nations, oh Father God, for the devil is choosing symptoms as wheat, oh God. Father, I pray a hedge of protection around their lives, oh Father God, hallelujah. I bind up the spirit of the murderer, oh Father God, every lying and every hindering spirit, every seducing spirit, God, that may attack your people, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, I plead the blood over the airwaves. I plead the blood of Jesus over the word, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus of those that are listening on today, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and Holy Spirit, that you continue to have your way, God, as we begin to minister the word, oh Father God, let it strengthen your people, oh Father God. Let them build them up in a most holy faith, oh Father God. And we just thank you in this hour, God. I fail not to give you honor. I give you glory, and I give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Listen, today's sermon is going to come out of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. The 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Listen, because I want to talk about, hallelujah, the resurrection. And the reason I want to talk about the resurrection is because there are still so many people that does not believe that Jesus Christ died and that on the third day he rose again for the remission of our sins, hallelujah. And Paul began to expound to the Corinthian church about this very idea, about this very sermon, about this very preaching, about this very issue that was taking place in his time about the resurrection, amen? And we have to remember something. If Christ did not die, and if he did not rise again, hallelujah, on the third day, if he did not die and rise again for the remission of our sins, then we are all still in sin, amen? According to the similitude of Adam's transgression, hallelujah, that he sinned against God, amen. So it's necessary, hallelujah, that we believe that Jesus Christ died and that on the third day he rose again for the remission of our sins, because we are saved, hallelujah, by the shedding of his blood, amen. And if he didn't die and if he didn't rise again, then again, like I said, we are still dead in our sins, amen, and we're still walking to the flesh and not according to the Spirit of God, amen. And so if Christ did not come and die for us, then, hallelujah, we did not receive the gifts of God, amen. It say, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. And I'm going to say that again. Paul said, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. He said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some are falling asleep. Amen. He said, after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Amen. He said, for I am the least of the apostles, then I am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether I were or I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Amen. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he had put all things under his feet. But when he said, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted with being put all things under him. And when all things should be subdued unto him, then should the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what should they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with the beast of Ephesus, which advantageth me, if the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil communication corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. He said, but some men will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat or some other grain. But God giveth it the body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there are one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another flesh of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star is different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As in the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as in heavenly, such are they that are also in heaven. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the same, that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that ye labor, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. 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 Amen and amen. Again, you can see Paul that he was defending the resurrection. And Paul began to remind the Corinthian church, hallelujah, for one simple fact is, if Christ did not come, hallelujah, in the flesh, and if he did not die, hallelujah, then he says, we are still in sin. We are still bound by the law. Amen. And Paul always talked about Adam. And the reason why Paul always talked about Adam, Paul go back to the very beginning, and he remind us it is because of, hallelujah, Adam fell in the garden. Amen. Because he and Eve was deceived by the serpent. Amen. And the reason, hallelujah, Paul always referred to Adam is because he always talked about that spiritual death. Hallelujah. That when Adam was disobedient toward God, hallelujah, or toward the word that God has spoken unto him, that he had separated, hallelujah, us from God. He had separated himself from God. Amen. And notice what happened once he separated himself from God in the Garden of Eden. Not only was he kicked out of the garden, amen, the place where there was the tree of knowledge, hallelujah, of good and evil, but also the tree of life, amen, God barred him out, hallelujah. God kicked him out of the garden, hallelujah, of Eden that was on earth, amen. And God had kicked him out of a spiritual place, amen, a place where they didn't have to toil, hallelujah, hallelujah. They didn't have to toil for their food. They didn't have to toil the land. Amen. All Adam had to do was just name the animals. Hallelujah. That God had gave him dominion over. Amen. But because of their disobedience, amen, God had kicked them out of a spiritual place. Amen. They were no longer walking with God. Hallelujah. While he was walking in the cool of the garden. Amen. They was no longer hearing God's voice. Amen. In the middle of the garden, because God had kicked them out of the Garden of Eden, amen, and they were separated, both spiritually and naturally, hallelujah, from God. And notice what had took place, amen. Notice once Adam was disobedient towards God, and after God removed them out of the Garden of Eden, amen, notice what had took place. Then sin had entered the world, amen, because notice when Cain was born, amen, then murder, hallelujah, was born in the earth, amen. And now all manner of wickedness began to spread itself across the earth. Amen. And so we have to look at this while Paul always talk about Adam. Amen. And how Adam caused us to sin against God. We were born and shaken in iniquity. Amen. And so now Paul began to talk about the church and about Jesus Christ being a savior. Amen. It's because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection that we are saved. Verse 2 says, by which ye are all, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. And he's talking about Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. He said, well, I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. So Paul is letting the church know, he says now, he said, you have to keep in memory. You have to keep this. That what I'm preaching unto you, Jesus Christ died, and then on the third day he rose again for the remission of your sins. He said, this I learned, this I received, hallelujah. He said, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third according to the scripture. And that he was seen of Cephas, and of the 12. After that, he was seen about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this day, but some are falling asleep. What I like about Paul is Paul reminded the church, and he reminded the saints. Not only did he receive, hallelujah, the word that Jesus Christ had died, and that on the third day he rose again, hallelujah, for the remission of our sin. He said he received it, and this was according to the scriptures. This was written in the scriptures that Christ was going to die and that he was going to rise again for the remission of sins. And not only does Paul remind the church of that, but he also let the church know that there was witnesses, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ's resurrection. He had so many witnesses that seen him alive, hallelujah, after he rose from the grave, amen. He says in verse 6, after that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some are falling asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one that was born out of due time. Paul, listen. Paul was letting the church know. He was one that was born out of due time, meaning that he became this spiritual, hallelujah. He received the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, in due time. He was the last one to see Christ. He was the last one, hallelujah, to receive the Holy Ghost by him, hallelujah. He said he was born out of due time, amen, meaning that he received the Holy Ghost in due time. Remember, you have to remember, Paul was going around about, and he was persecuting the church. He said, for I am the least of the apostles. Then I'm not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church. Amen. See, he didn't walk with Christ when he was in the flesh. See, he didn't talk with Christ when he was in the flesh. He didn't handle Christ every day when he was in the flesh. See, he didn't know Christ personally. He didn't have no personal relationship with Christ. Paul came to know Jesus Christ was when he was on the road to Damascus to go persecute the church that was in Damascus. Then he had an experience with Christ. Then he met Christ on his road to persecute the church. Then, hallelujah, he received the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, on his Damascus road. Amen? And so that's when he had his personal, hallelujah, experience with Christ. That's when he received the Holy Ghost. Amen, when he was on the road to persecute the church. He was born out of due time. Hallelujah. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. So Paul, letting you know, he said that it was by the grace of God that he became the apostle to the Gentiles. It was by the grace of God that God didn't kill him, but it was by the grace of God that God had opened his eyes, hallelujah, that he may became this spiritual man. It was by the grace of God that God had commissioned him to be the apostle to the Gentile. It was by the grace of God that he was able to begin to minister the word unto the Gentile, hallelujah, and to save some, amen. It was by the grace of God that he was able, amen, to go from country to country and minister the word. It was by the grace of God that kept him all those nights that he was in the depth of the sea. It was by the grace of God that kept him when they were trying to stone him to death. It was by the grace of God when they threw him off the cliff. It was by the grace of God when he was hungry, hallelujah, that he stayed alive. It was by the grace of God that when the serpent came out of the fire and bit him, that he did not die. It was by the grace of God, amen, that gave him the authority to minister the word. It was by the grace that kept him during his time of trouble. He said, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach. So ye believe. But by the grace of God, verse 10, I am what I am, and his grace was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether I were or they, so we preach and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how some among you that say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. He says it's worthless. If Christ didn't rise, then everything that he was preaching, everything that we preach right now today, it is in vain. It is worthless. It has no value. Amen? But we would be found as liars if we be a witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he had not raised up, if so be that the dead rise not. Well, if the dead rise not, then is Christ raised? And so it's a powerful question, because, it's hard for people to believe that there was a man that came in the flesh. Hallelujah, a God-man, and that he died, and that on the third day he rose again. He didn't rise for himself. He rose for the world, that whosoever believeth in him, he gave us the power to become the sons of God. It's because of his death, his burial, his resurrection, that we have access back unto the kingdom of God. Amen. It is because of, hallelujah, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, in ascension, that God sent us a comforter that stays with us even to the end of the ages. It's because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection that we are able to receive the gift of God, which is the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, which is also eternal life. So it is important that we understand why Christ died and why he rose again. Because if Christ did not rise again, then we are all still in sin. We are all bound by the old laws. We are all cursed, amen, according to the similitude of Adam's transgression, amen. We are all dead, and we are all die, hallelujah, and will not enter into the kingdom of God, because if Christ was not risen, then we have no Savior. We have no pardon of our sins, amen. Verse 17 said, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Listen to that. He said, if Christ have not been risen from the dead, then all those that died before us, all those that believed in Christ before us, he said, they perish. There is no eternal life for them. Hallelujah. There is no entry into the kingdom of God. He said, once they died, that was the end of them. They were no more. But verse 19 said, and if this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. Hallelujah. So if we don't have no hope in Christ, and if we don't have that hope that Jesus Christ died and that on the third day he rose again for the remission of our sins, he says we're miserable, because we don't have hope that once we depart from this world, that we do not, hallelujah, enter into the next world. We do not enter into the kingdom of heaven. We do not enter, hallelujah, into the grace of God's rest. There is no place for us in God's kingdom. Amen. He said, we miserable. You know, so what is the purpose of serving Christ if we don't have no reward? If we don't have the inheritance which God has promised us according to the scripture, that whosoever believeth in him, that we have become joint heirs, and we have become joint heirs with Christ. See, we have no citizenship. We don't have no kingdom. We don't have no place to go. Once we die, that is just the end of our story. Amen. We don't live to live again. But see, we have hope in Jesus Christ that he died, and on the third day he rose again for the pardon of our sins. That whosoever believing in him, we have eternal life. That's what we believe. That's what Paul was preaching, and that's what Paul received, and that's what Paul believed. So we all believe in a resurrection of life. We believe that Jesus Christ died and that he rose again on the third day for the remission of our sins. And that as long as we believe in him, we are saved. And we have eternal life, hallelujah, that is in Christ Jesus. 20 said, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Does he always, you're going to always hear Paul majority of the time talking about Adam, because Adam was the earthly man. He was born of the earth. Amen. And Jesus Christ was the second Adam. He was the heavenly being. He was that spiritual being. Amen. He came down from heaven. Hallelujah. And he was not born by the will of man, nor, hallelujah, by the will of man, but he was born of blood and water. Amen. He was born by the Holy Spirit. And so he says in verse 23, for every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit. Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. Amen. He's talking about all principalities, all wickedness in high places. He's talking about everything, hallelujah, seen and unseen. Amen. And this is one thing I would like to tell you. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. He said, verse 7, with good willing doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatenings, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which ye should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. And so he automatically let you know that the principalities he's talking about, he's talking about these demonic forces. He's talking about the devil. And he's talking about all these demonic entities that is in this world. He said there's going to come a time when all that is going to come to an end. And all, hallelujah, is going to put on, going to be put under his rule. Amen. All power and all authority is going to put under his rule. Amen. He said, and the last of his enemies to be put under his feet and be destroyed is death. He said, for he had put all things under his feet. Well, when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things should be subdued unto him, then should the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Amen. And so there's going to come a time, men and women of God, where we're not going to be subject to any kind of sin. Amen. But we're going to be subject to all power and all rule and all authority of God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that's going to be standing with us in the middle of the New Jerusalem. Amen. Father, I just thank you, hallelujah, for the word that went forth today, oh Father God. I hope it helps some receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, that they know that you died on the third day and that you rose again for the remission of their sins, oh God. Lord Jesus, we fail not in this hour to give you your honor, give you glory, and give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And again, I just want to thank you for listening with me today. Hallelujah on the promise seat. And I just want to expound again. Jesus Christ died, and on the third day he rose again for the remission of your sins. That whosoever believing in him, he have given us the power to become the sons of God. Amen. And so, again, I just thank you for joining me today on the promise seat. God bless you all, and I hope today's word, hallelujah, teaching was a blessing to you. Thank you.